sure nobody eats it until we find out exactly who owns the field, who has the right to eat it. Another one says, Tony Rav Safra Safra learned the Rivis the very Abkhiyah. When he's going over the Bryce, so that Rav Chiya learned about Rivis, that it says like this, that Pomim sometimes Sheshnei Mutarim, both the Meicher and the Lekech, both of them have the right to eat from the Paris. Pomim sometimes Sheshnei Masurim, both of them are also. Sometimes the Meicher is Mutter and just Lekech is also. Sometimes Shalakech Mutter, Meicher also. Just the opposite, that Lekech is Mutter and the Meicher is also. So how would it have to come out? So only Rava Basrei. Rava afterwards like him to explain this Braisa. And Rava said like this, Pomim Sheshnei Mutarim, when do we say both the Meicher and Lekech both have a right to eat from the Paris of this field? The Omalei, when the Meicher said to the Lekech, Kini Kishir Zuzecha, listen, as much money as you're paying me right now, that's how much of the field you own. So therefore, if you give, let's say, 50% of the money, it's considered like right now you own 50% of the field. So 50% is yours, and 50% is mine. Therefore, we both have a right to eat here from the Paris, because it belongs to both of us. And here there's no shalav ribbis. Like the sale takes place exactly for the amount of money you paid, that's how much the sale is. Upomim sometimes sheshneim asurim, both the meicher and lekech are also to eat from the Paris. The Amalei, when the meicher says lekech like this, lechi maisis kni meyachshav, that when you bring me the money, then you should be kind of the field from right now. So again, we have a suffix, like even right now, who really owns the who really owns this field? Who has the right to eat the Paris? If lekech brings the money later, it's considered like all along the Paris belonged to him. So if the meicher eats from it, it's considered like he's eating ribbis. And if lekech does not pay the money, then it belongs to the meicher. So then if lekech eats it, it also looks like he's eating mutaras ribbis. Because if lekech does not pay the rest of the money later, so the money he gave right now is mutaras like a loan. So therefore, like pischa, I'm letting you use my money, that's why lekech is eating the Paris. So therefore, in such a case, both of them are also to eat from the Paris. Upomim sometimes meicher mutev lekech also. Sometimes the meicher is mutter, but lekech is also. What's that case? The Omalei, when the meicher said lekech, lechi maistis kini, when you bring the money, you'll be kind of it from then. So up until then, for sure the field belongs to the meicher, therefore the meicher has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the lekech. Pomim sometimes shalekech mutter, or meicher also. Sometimes just the opposite. The lekech has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the seller, not the meicher. The Amalei, when the meicher says, Kni meyachshav, listen, right now this whole field belongs to you. It's yours, you can do what you want with it. The Zuzoi, you still owe me the money. Levi alvogaboch, that's like a loan. In other words, true, you owe me money now, but the field belongs to you right now 100%. Therefore, the lekech has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the meicher. Now the Gemara says, Man tana shnei masurim, who's the tana that says both of them are osur? Again, the case we had before, when the meicher tells the lekech that when you give me the rest of the money, you'll be kind of the field from right now. So it comes out we have a doubt who really owns the field. Therefore, both of them are also. Omer Alfuna, Bred, Rabbi Yeshua, to like Rabbi Yehuda. That man, the Yoma, does not come out like Rabbi Yehuda. Do you, Rabbi Yehuda? Because if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be Mutter. For Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. Even in a case where it may look like Ribis, but if there's only one Tzad, one way that it will be Ribis, and one way it will not be Ribis, so it's a Sophic Ribis on a Mecher, which is not Ribis the rice at all, Rabbi Yehuda all the Smutter. So therefore, over here, it should be Mutter. Rashi says, Tzad Echad means that Dilma Osi Lidei Ribis. One way is that it will come with the Ribis. But Dilma Layosi, case, what's the case? In our case here. Let's say the meicher eats the Paris, and then the lekech decides not to buy the field. So then ain't kan ribis. Then there's no problem of ribis. When the meicher ate the Paris, he had a right to, because the sale did not go through. It was his own karka the whole time, or just giving back his money. What about gomar? Let's say the lekech though pays the money later. So now yesh kan ribis. Now it comes out that why did the meicher eat the Paris? Because it's like ribis. Like, since he waited and didn't pay the money right away, so the schar, he was like holding on to your money, you're eating the Paris. So now that's why we're saying it's also. But according to Reb Yehuda, that's mutter. This is called tzad echad. It's a doubt whether we'll come with the ribus or not. Hilkach, therefore, our braisa that says shnei masurim, even the meicher cannot eat from the peris, to like Reb Yehuda does not come out like Reb Yehuda. Rashi says, I was safer, but the safer katoni, meicher mutter, lekech osso, kech mutter, meicher osso, that comes out good according to Reb Yehuda. That's not called tzad echad the ribus. So kitzo, that our braisa holds even by a necher, with not an instant ribus, the raisa, still, if there's only a doubt whether there'll be rivers or not, still it's awesome. Therefore, our Brisa says, Shnei Masurim, and we have to give the Paris Biyat Shlish. But according to Reb Yehuda, this case would be Muta. Now the Gemara says, Mocha loy bayis, mocha loy soda. Let's say you sell somebody a house, or you sell somebody a field. And you say to him, when I have money, when I get money later, Hechzirimli, return it to me. That's what the Moicha tells the Lekech. I'll sell you my house right now for $1,000, but you should not sell it because I need money right now. Later on, whenever I get money, I want you to return the house to me. I'll give you back your $1,000. So in such a case also, that's also to do, because that's mamash like ribis. It's not called a sale. It's called like halvor. It's called like, you're lending me $1,000, and for that, for the reward, I'm letting you use my field until I give you back the money. But what about, but let's say the Lekech on himself says, not that the Moicha makes the condition. The Moicha is making a complete sale here. Just the Lekech on his own is saying, listen, whenever you get money back, if you want to buy it, I'll sell it back to you. That's Mutter. Because here we say the Moicha is making a complete sale, so therefore there's no ribis involved. Now the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's this Tana? Omer Avuna, Bred Reb Yeshua, Tlaik Reb Yehuda, it's not like Reb Yehuda again. As the Reish that says that the sale is awesome, it's not like Reb Yehuda. Not like Reb Yehuda. Be Reb Yehuda, goes to the contrary of Yehuda, Omer, he says, Tzadechet Rivas Muta. That's only Tzadechet Rivas, and according to him it's Muta. Like here, on the Tzad, you'll never get money, and the sale will remain. It's a good sale, there's no Rivas. It's only on the Tzad the Mecha will get money, that'll buy it back, then it looks like Rivas. So currently, it should be Mutter. His price again is not like a Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference? Why in the Reisha we say it's also, why in the Seifa we say it's Mutter? Amarov Rava says, Seifa diyom le midaite. Seifa is the Pshat of Lokech on his own, said to the Meicher, that if you ever want to buy it back from me, I'll sell it to you. But not that the Meicher spoke to start, it's not a condition in the sale. Therefore, we consider the sale a good sale, and therefore, there's no Shaila of Ribis. Nothing more says, Ugar, where there was a man, Dezoven le'aryeh l'chavrei, he sold his field to his friend, Shalei b'achrayis, without achrayis. Like Rashi says, he spoke out clearly, that no matter what happens, you will not get your money back, I'm not achrayis to pay you back. Because we hold Stam, a mecher is b'achrayis, Stam shtar is achrayis toy seifu. See, if we said there's no achrayis, means he spoke out clearly, there's no achrayis. Nachaz yedevi ki yotzif, the moichel later saw the word lokeach felt very bad. Omalei, so he said to the Lekeach, Amaya Tzivas, why do you feel so bad? Itofalo, you should know, if people will take away from you with my Balchayv, will take away this property from you, Itofalo, Minoch, Magvina Lecho, I'll pay you back, Shufra, for my best fields, Shavacho, any Shvat that you put into the field, Uperi, any Peris that's on the field. So the kids of the Moich right now is speaking out and telling the Lekeach, if anything happens to the field, I'll pay you back for it. So Amrameima says, Yishino, Titume, Milibiamu. These are called stam words. That means nothing. And Mamaisa later, the Moichu does not have to pay back the Achrayis to the Lekeach. Like he only said it to him now to appease him, but not that he really meant it. Since he did not write it down in the Shtar, it's called Petulim, Milibiamu, and that means nothing. So Omale Ravashi Lameima, so Ravashi said to Ameima, Time Mamai, what's the reason over here? Why it's no good? Kivan de Lekeach Boyulas Nuye. Really, the Lekeach is supposed to make this tonight. He's supposed to say, like, I'll only buy it with Achrayis. And here, the one who made it tonight was the Meicher. The Meicher spoke out later to say, don't worry, I'll give you back the Achrayis. Therefore, you're saying, therefore, we say the Meicher did not really mean it, because he's not the real one to make this tonight. Therefore, even though he says it later, we say he only means it to appease the first one, to appease the Lekeach, but really it's not Chal. So Moshe says, the Mishnah that says, Lekeach Shiyu Lecho Moyus, Echse Lecho Mutter, that when you will have money, I will return it to you, its mutter. Why? The moichel, the boy last new year. The moichel is the one supposed to make the tzanai. Moichel, the moichel did not make the tzanai. Lakeach komasni, and Lakeach was the one that made the tzanai. And still, the meaning we said before, maishna reisha, maishna sefer. What's the difference? The yomar rovo sefer, the yomale midaitay. Sefer was, of course, Lakeach said this tzanai by himself. Since he made it up by tzanai by himself, therefore, it does not look like ribis. Now, time of the yom alei midaitei, holo yom alei midaitei leyaminim to the midaviyamu. It's only because he said it by himself. But if we weren't to say it by himself, then we would not say this new svara of petuli midaviyamu. So Mora says, yom alei nasa, it's as if, command yom alei midaitei yitma. In other words, it doesn't really have to be that Lekeach said this tonight midaitei in his own will. Like even if it wasn't midaitei. But as long as the Lakeach is the one that makes this Tanai means nothing. It's called Ptili Mila B'Yalmu. Because who is supposed to make this Tanai is the Meicher. So Lakeach is not the one to make the Tanai. So that it says didn't midaite and Mashma though, if it wasn't in his own will, but the Meicher wanted him to do it, then it would be good. That's not the Pshat. Even if the Meicher would want him to do it. But since the Lakeach is the one that's doing it, and he's not the one to make this Tanai, it's like Omale Nase, it's as if, command the Yomalei Midaitei Yitzmer. It's as if it was done Midaitei. Not that really it had to be Midaitei. No matter how the Lakech made this tonight, it's no good. Because he's not the one to make it tonight. It's always called Petula Mila Bialnu. Therefore, there's no steer on this last Gemara. Alright, we'll stop here. Yes, Samach Vovam Aralef. The Gemara says, Hohu. There was a person who was about to die. That he wrote a gift to his wife. Now, in Gid, the Isnach, later the husband started to sigh and feel very bad. Omrule, so the wife said to him, Amaiko Misnachis, like why are you feeling so bad now? Ikiyamto, if you become well, if you'll get better from your sickness, Didochano, I'm still yours. In other words, the case here was that he was like dying, so he did not want his wife to fall to Yibum, like they had no children, and there was another brother alive. So what the husband did was, he wrote a get to his wife. And Bishas, he gave the get to his... Bishas, he gave the get to his wife. He gave it to her. Yeah. So Bishas, he gave her the get, like he gave her the get, and then he saw the way she was like sighing, not feeling... She saw the way he was not feeling so well. So she said to him, why are you not feeling well? So he said this reason, so she said, don't feel bad. Like, if you get well, I'll still stay to you. So the Gemara says it doesn't help. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Zvid, Titzumei Mile Bialmu. You know, these are stam words, stam talk. This means nothing. Because, really, who's supposed to... Because, since the husband did not make this Tanai, so she only said it like to appease the husband, but not that she really meant it. If, let's say, this would not be a problem of Petula Mila, we would say what she said she really meant. Like this was saying a stam talk means she didn't even mean it. She only said it just to appease the husband, but she did not mean it. But mashmi, if she would have meant it, my, then you want to say what she said means something. Is it up to her to make a tanai in the get? The husband has to put the tanai in the get. In other words, when the husband gives the get to his wife, he has to speak out and say, listen, if I get well from my sickness, I do not want the get to be good. That would be called a good tanai. But here the husband gave his wife the get stam. Just she woke up and she said, listen, if you get well, then I don't want the get to be good. So what do I care if she really means it? It still should not be good. She can't make it tonight. The husband has to make the tonight. The woman says, no. If she really, really meant it, then I would have thought to say, Mal the Tema. Who gufei adaita didor ko gomar v'yoyev gito. That the husband has not to give the get the way she wants it. So therefore, when she said, listen, if you get well, I want to be with you. If she really meant it, then I would have thought that the husband also means to say this tonight. And it's considered like the husband made it tonight. Kamash Malah know that when she said it, she does not really mean it. She's only saying it to appease the husband. So since she herself does not really mean it, therefore the svar is that's not called a tanai at all. Right.
Now it says in Mishnah, Hilveyu Alfabeyu. If you lend somebody money on his field, this is the case of the Mishnah said, Hilveyu Alfabeyu. If you lend somebody money, and the Leivis like gives you back his field, Ziyomaloi, and the Leivis says, Emiata Noitanli, Mikan via Cholishonim, the Malva says this. Now listen, if you do not pay me back the money within 3 years, Harehi Shali, then I want this field to be mine. The Lochrith Harehi Shali, the field becomes his. That's what the Mishnah says. So again, Harehi wants to do you. Now Omer Rafuna says, Bishas Matin Moyis Kona Hakil, that when you give over the money, when the Malva gives over the money to the Loiva, if right then the Loiva gives him the field, then it's considered like the Malva is kind of the field. Bishas is giving over the money, that's when he can have this kinyan. Rashi says, Bishas Matin Moyis means his Namanas came, that the Malva made this Tanai right now when I'm giving you the money. So Kain HaKoyol, then we say if the Leiva does not pay up within 3 years, then the Malva is Kain of the whole field. But V'yam L'yacha Matin Moyis his name Edvor Klum. But if the Malva first makes this condition after he already lends the money, then it means nothing. So that's what Huna says again. Om Rav Huna, Bishas Matin Moyis Kain HaKoyol. But Liyacha Matin Moyis, if the Malva first makes this Tanai after he gives the money, then like Kone Ela Kenegan Moisov, he's only Kone in the field as much as money as he really gave him. And let's say I lent you $100 and I took back a mashk in this field is worth $1,000. And we made up that if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep the field. So Rav Huna says you can only make that Tanai if at the time when the Malva gives the money to the Leiva, he speaks out this Tanai, then the Tanai means something. But if he speaks it out later, after he lends the money, then at most you're only kaina in the field $100 worth. Kineged Moisav and not more. For Rav Nachman said no. For Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Liyacha Matin Mois. Kona HaKoyol. Even after the Malva gave the money to the Leiva, still we say the Svar is kaina HaKoyol. Still we say he's kaina everything. Whereas even after the Malva gave the money, later when he takes this field from Ashken, and he says then, if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I want to keep it, he has the right to keep it. Mar says, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda Gavi Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa once asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman, what should he do in such a case where the Malva gave the money to the Leiva, and later on they made this Tanai, that if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have the right to keep the field? Kishmaite, that he did it the way he is Aloha, the Rav Nachman said, that the Malva has the right to keep the field. Now, Korah Rav Yehuda Lishtari. When Rav Yehuda heard about that, Rav Yehuda ripped up that shtar. As Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Nachman and says, no, that the shtar, the kinyan is no good, you can't keep the field, since you first made it Tanai after the night of the Matan Amoyis. Now, Omalei Resh Galusha. So Resh Galusha went to complain back to Rav Nachman and said, Rav Yehuda, Korah Lishtarcho. Listen, Rav Yehuda, he ripped up your shtar. Like he holds not like you. So what's going on here? Resh Galusha has a time to Rav Nachman. Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back and told him, Dardako, Karya. Gavra Rabbi Karya. As Rav Nachman said, listen, it wasn't a small person that ripped up the shtar. It was a great person. Others of Yehuda did it. Like Mestama, he had a right to do it. Rashi says, like Bitmiya, V'chilo Yodam Godalu.